When you consider airflow performance from an attic exhaust vent, when you think about the attractiveness of a roof with attic exhaust vents in view, when you factor in the cost to purchase and install an exhaust vent, ridge vents are the optimum attic exhaust vent compared to any other exhaust vent category. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with Air Vent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host Air Vent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Because there are many different types, shapes, designs of houses and roofs, there are a variety of exhaust vent types. There's a time to use wind turbines for attic exhaust ventilation. Likewise, there's a time to use box vents, off-ridge vents, gable louvers, power fans, and there's a time to use ridge vents. Due to the limitations of some exhaust vent categories, not every category is the right choice for some roofs. At our seminars, we discuss, before selecting the attic exhaust vent for the project, factor in the roof's shape and the attic's size, its square footage. Doing that will ensure the most suitable attic exhaust vent has been selected. To help us explore choosing the right attic exhaust vent for the project and the significant advantages of ridge vents over the other categories, let's welcome to the podcast our guest, Larry Deo, project manager at Ameritech Services in Deptford, New Jersey. Hello, Larry, and thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Not a problem.
Great to have you, Larry. Larry, you send a lot of field photos my way, and drone footage in particular, of your completed projects, and I love it. Thank you very much.
No, not a problem. I love shooting those videos, and I think it's awesome. Everybody gets to see the ridge vent and the shingles up there.
Larry, the drone footage in particular, it turns out, showcases two of the three significant advantages of using ridge vents over the other four categories of exhaust: performance and beauty. Let's examine performance first. Unlike each of the other four categories of exhaust vents, only ridge vents are installed all along the horizontal peak of the roof, delivering continuous, uniform airflow, interruption-free, assuming there's a balanced amount of intake ventilation like every exhaust vent requires. The other categories, just by the nature of how they are installed sporadically on the roof, cannot deliver uniform air movement. Larry, let's say you've got three, four, maybe five wind turbines on the roof, evenly spaced apart on the roof. Those wind turbines will not match the airflow of continuously installed ridge vent. The same goes for a pair of gable vents on each end of the house, or a power fan or two strategically positioned on the roof, or five, six, seven box vents on the roof, evenly spaced apart from each other. Larry, would you kindly share your thoughts about the performance of ridge vents and how it compares to other exhaust vent categories?
Yeah, Paul. I like the ridge vent 2 system just because instead of having all those little boxes and vents and turbines which funnel the airflow from the roof out a very specific spot on a roof, you basically have the ridge vent at the highest point. It runs the continuation of the entire roof, and it's free flowing for everywhere. It's kind of like running a marathon and exhausting all your air through a straw. It doesn't flow very easily.
I love that. Being a runner, I like that marathon reference. Hey, Larry, I like that you used that word funnel for the other four categories. Yeah, it's correct. Moving the air, but it's funneled through a very specific, I think you used the word specific too, very specific location. That's a great way to describe it. Thank you.
No, not a problem. Like I said, I think it's just the airflow that moves. It's just so much better. It just gets all the air out. The air comes in, the air gets out versus being trapped in an attic and coming out, like I said, through a funnel, through very specific spots. And it basically only allows a certain amount of airflow throughout a continuous time versus the ridge vent, where it's continuous air through the entire ridge vent and across the whole roof, where you don't have to funnel air. Air's not getting trapped and waiting to escape. It's just getting out.
Yes. Larry, let's talk a bit about beauty, which your drone footage nicely features. So, Larry, because ridge vents are so low profile, right out of the box, I mean, just their design is low profile, and then they're covered with shingles that match the roof. Ridge vents blend in so nicely with the roof. Now, many homeowners may not know this until it's presented to them, but many homeowners have told contractors that we've talked to at AirVent, once they understand the concept of how they'll be installed, they're basically almost barely noticeable, and they do not detract from the attractiveness of the roof. And I know you've got some thoughts on this, Larry. Would you kindly comment on the appearance of installed ridge vents?
I mean, it's the best looking ridge vent or best looking vent system you could put on a roof. I mean, when you've got giant turbines that are silver, you got a brown roof, or you've got black metal box vents in certain areas that, you know, you can't see from the front of the house, but you can see them from the back of the house, versus a ridge vent where it's hidden. It's got shingles covering it. You see little fins that exhaust the air. That's the only thing you see. You see a minor little spacing. When you look at it from a roof, from the ground, from the sky, the ridge vent's hidden. It looks like it's inconspicuous with the shingles over it. It does its job, and it looks nice doing it.
Larry, you mentioned the color discrepancy. Let's say wind turbines or the box vents, for whatever reason, were chosen, and they don't match exactly the color of the roof. Even if you install a color of turbine or a color of box vent that more closely matches the color of the shingles, it still doesn't compare to the beauty of a ridge vent, because it's a protrusion that's higher. It's raised.
It's higher, and it's an extra hole in the roof.
Yes, and we didn't even talk about that. It's an extra. Larry, comment about the extra hole, if you would, for the listener.
Sure. I mean, every time you put a hole on a roof, you're adding a possible intrusion for water. Versus ridge vent, where it's on the very top peak, it's covered up by the mesh inside the shingle vent, it's covered up by the hard plastic, and then it's covered over again with a shingle. There's never intrusion on a shingle vent system. You could possibly have intrusion on a box vent, because if it's not installed properly, if it's not nailed, if it's not caulked, if it's not ice and water down, you have intrusion coming right in from your vent system. Who wants an intrusion when you've got a possible leak area?
Correct. So, Larry, we've covered performance, airflow, even distribution. We've touched upon the beauty. You added the possible leak water intrusion possibility, 4 or 5 turbines, 4 or 5 box vents versus the uniform ridge vent. The third comment or category I want to talk about is cost, which is not always thought about. And this surfaced, Larry, from audiences in our seminar. We surveyed residential roofing contractors across North America, asking them to share with us their cost to purchase the ridge vent. And we didn't ask for brand. We just said, you're buying ridge vent, and then would you tack on the time to install the product? So that's time and labor. So material cost, time and labor. And compare that to box vents and wind turbines on comparable roofs. And we gave them a 1,500 square foot attic to have a baseline. Ridge vents came out the least expensive in general when you factor in all the categories. You got to buy the product, and then you have to install it. And at the risk of losing our listeners, because this is audio only, with the numbers, I am going to share the results of that survey. But there is an article on our website that appears in Roofing Contractor Magazine, and you can find it on airvent.com. It's got all the numbers. So, Larry, let's say for that 1,500 square foot attic, it's got 42 feet of available horizontal peak at the top of the roof. 42 horizontal linear feet of peak. And we put 42 feet of functioning ridge vent on that. Most ridge vents provide 18 square inches of airflow every linear foot. 18. And that's expressed as net free area. Well, 18 times 42 feet is 756 square inches of net free area. To match that, Larry, in our survey, it would take 5 14-inch wind turbines, each one of those giving you 132 net free area. It would take 8 12-inch wind turbines, each one of those turbines delivering 95 square inches of net free area. It would take 12 box vents, each rated at 61 net free area. Or it would take 15 box vents that give you 50 net free area. And 50, by the way, is the most common or popular box vent out there. 50 net free area. So the cost savings in our survey per roof, Larry, depending on the scenario of exhaust chosen, range from $36 to $139. And that's per roof. And some might say, well, that's not significant. Well, it becomes significant over the course of multiple roofs. Do you have thoughts on that, Larry, about the cost savings and just good?
Yeah. I mean, I don't sell the jobs. I have a salesperson and an owner that sell jobs. I go in after the job and I make sure that the job's done correctly. But I've become very good at vent systems and I upgrade almost every single one if it's not sold with an air vent system. So, for instance, if somebody's got a fan and I've got a 50 square roof and I've got one small fan on a roof, I'm like, no way am I doing this. Mr. Customer, you need ridge vent. You need to put this on your roof. It is the easiest sell for me because I explain how it works, how it looks, the amount of air flowing in this giant roof. And I explain to customers, look, this is what's happening. You've got no vent in your roof. Eventually, if I'm going to put a new roof on and I leave that fan on, you're going to have major problems down the road. So I don't want to say void a warranty, but you're creating problems for a warranty for a 50-year roof. What happens when you don't have enough airflow is you have rotted wood. Your wood starts to penetrate or deteriorate from the inside. So when you look at a cost factor, yeah, the salespeople take care of that sales at the beginning. I look at your roof as longevity. So the little bit of money you're spending now is not going to create a problem later when you're replacing 50 sheets of plywood that are now at $60 to $70 a sheet.
Right.
So you've got a huge price increase that happens when you don't do it right the first time. Some people say, you know, buy once, cry once. Unfortunately, it is the way to work. Personally, I did my own roof at the beginning of COVID, and I had to replace my roof. I did use roof vent system, shingle vent system on my roof. I go up in my attic all the time. I love the atmosphere that's up there. It smells good. Airflow is moving. I can see that the air is moving, and it's beautiful on top. But when I didn't replace the roof when I first bought the house, I knew there was no ventilation up there. I had to replace 50 sheets of plywood. So the cost for me was great because I didn't have a grid ventilation system in the house.
Right.
So my own personal use of my own house, I contributed to everybody else. It is a huge savings if you do it the first time. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but over a 40 or 50 year roof, and you break that 1,000, 2,000, whatever the price may be, and you break it down, it's pennies on your dollar and it's much better return.
Thank you, Larry. I want to circle back to your house in a little bit. I want to revisit the cost and the front end cost. And let's say there's a house, Larry, that needs a new roof, maybe like your roof when you, and it already has box vents installed or wind turbines. They're already in place,
mm-hmm.
But it's a prime candidate for a ridge vent. And again, they're due for a new roof. Making the switch to ridge vent might be viewed as a hurdle by the contractor, maybe, because now someone has to cover the existing holes in the roof under the wind turbine or the box vent. And I'm going to assume, Larry, that the deck is in good shape. So you're mm-hmm. not replacing deck, But if you're going to switch the ridge vent, you got to deal with those holes of the other vents. And to be clear, Larry, in our survey of costs, we did not factor in the step to cover the holes. But our survey did reveal overwhelmingly, 86% of the respondents said having to go back and cover the existing holes of wind turbines or box vents is not a deterrent to recommending ridge vent if that roof is a candidate for ridge vent. So, Larry, can I ask you? I can already tell what you're going to say, but for our listeners, do you view that as a deterrent? Man, they got six box vent holes I'm going to have to deal with if I upgrade them to ridge vent.
No, it's not a problem for me. Basically, I don't even leave it for the customer to do anything on the inside. There's really nothing they have to do. Basically, for me, we upgrade the customers to a ridge vent system. Obviously, 4, 5, 6, however many box vents, fan vents, whatever's up there, I cover up with new plywood and redeck that certain areas. We used to cut small sections out and fill the holes. We've switched over to just covering it, replacing an entire sheet of plywood and being done with it. Yeah, it costs a little bit more, but the reality of it is it's not a cost factor that counters into we're not doing this. Usually when we do a roof anyway, I don't reuse box vents. I don't reuse turbines. So everything that's on that roof is new. New pipe collars, new bath vents. I don't reuse anything. So when I do a new roof, it's coming off anyway. So for me, it's a non-issue.
Non-issue. Thank you, Larry. That aligns with what our survey respondents said. Larry, it's important that we point out for our listeners that we're not saying every roof out there is automatically a ridge vent candidate. I mean, that's obviously not the case. Otherwise, ridge vents would be the only exhaust vent choice on the market. Certainly, many homes are not suitable for ridge vents. I live and work in Dallas, Texas, and many roofs here are not ridge vent friendly. In New Jersey, where you are, I gotta believe you have homes that just are not designed for ridge vent suitability.
Correct.
But if, and we mean this strongly, if it's a candidate for ridge vent, it's really difficult to beat ridge vent for the factors that we've just talked about today.
It's very difficult to beat it. I've used ridge vent for everything. Customers like it. Even when production during a course of a bad time in the United States was a problem,
yes,
I had secret ways and I was continuously getting ridge vent. I had a lot of customers very happy that I could still get it when there was no ridge vents found.
Right. Supply became an issue. Yes.
Supply was an issue, but I still got the product and people were happy to see that I still could get it. There was no substitutions.
Awesome. Yes.
I mean, the way this ridge vent systems are sold to our customers from our salespeople is definitely a looked at in product that customers are looking to see and they're happy to see.
Yes. Larry, I just want to emphasize one more point just to drive this home. You're Larry's Roofing. I'm Paul's Roofing, just for this conversation. Two homes are side by side, and they're both candidates for ridge vent, and they both need new roofs. Larry's Roofing, for home number one, installs ridge vent. Paul's Roofing, for the next door house, installs turbines or box vents. Larry's Roofing gave the client, the homeowner, a better, superior exhaust vent system. That's the message that we have for people.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a better system. I mean, it's just performance-wise, cost-wise, attractiveness of a roof.
Yeah, attractiveness, yes.
I mean, when you drive by a house and you see something that's sticking up, you see 5, 7 holes in there, it just doesn't look nice on a, couple $100,000
house,
$10,000 house. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't look nice. The less intrusion, the less things sticking up, it just looks so much nicer for a customer's eyes.
Larry, once in a while, we'll have someone say, but Paul, we put the box vent on the back side of the house. Well, people spend time in their backyard looking at their roof. So you've hidden the unattractiveness.
Yeah. Paul, I'll give you an example. It's kind of a funny story. I was at my brother-in-law's pool. We're swimming in the backyard, and he doesn't have ridge vent. I'm trying to sell him on a new roof system. He has an attic fan. Performance-wise, all this other stuff, the attic fan cover blew off. So now he has a hole in his roof. And we can't see it from the front of the house, but you can see it while you're swimming in the pool. So I look up on his roof and I see an umbrella out of his attic fan.
No.
And I said, what is that? He said, that's my Mary Poppins edition. I said, you did not put an umbrella on your roof. He had an umbrella strapped through the hole of his attic fan.
Oh, man. I want to see a picture of that if you get a chance. It's probably already gone now.
I have to
now.
Find it. I ended up having my guys go out there. We still haven't done the roof yet, but I had to put a new fan in just to cover the hole. I couldn't take it.
Oh, that's amazing. Like,
and he goes, yeah, well, after a rainstorm, I just changed the umbrellas out.
Gosh.
So, again, you don't see it from the front of the house.
No.
When everybody's in the backyard having a party and they look up and they see all these bath vents and fans and everything you can see, it's all hidden from the front yard, but it's not hidden when you have a party.
That's
so.
Oh, hey, Larry, going back to your own personal house, do you use that when appropriate when you're talking with a client to make them feel comfortable about the decision to go with the original? Does that ever come up?
All the time. I tell people all the time that I've done my own roof with the same product. I go up there in the middle of the summer. I go up there in the middle of winter. Obviously in the wintertime, it dissipates the humidity. In the summertime, obviously, it dissipates some of the heat. I find that just the fan that I had up there when I first was up there, you could smell the plywood deteriorating. You could smell the heat. You could feel the heat. I can go up there at any time, any year, and it's definitely a much cooler system. And you can almost feel the air moving through.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, again, a product, if I believe in a product, I love to sell it and I love to explain it to people and show people that this is better and this is why. Yeah, I mean, we can tell people here's the benefit all day long. But if it's not a true benefit, if it's not a true experience of I know this works, this is why.
Yes.
Get money aside. This is what you want on your roof. How many times do you do a roof in your lifetime? Most people do a roof once.
One, right.
Why would you not spend the right money for the right product for your house? It's almost a no-brainer. You drive a car every day. Do you change the oil? Well, do you put the right oil in your car? Well, for your house, this is the right vent. It's very easy to put the right product on. Again, I don't sell it to the customers.
Right.
I show them. This is what's on your roof. This is why you need to do this. I usually don't know prices of anything, but I explain this is why this vent system works for your roof. It's going to create a better viewing experience. It's going to create a better flow. It's going to create less problems down the road, and it will encourage a warranty and a longevity of a 40 to 50 year shingled roof versus a 10 year roof that was sold to you as a 40 year roof that in 10 years you have to replace. And here's why. There's no vents.
Larry, as we wrap up this episode, is there anything you'd like to add for our listeners, either about the three advantages of ridge vents or anything that comes to mind that you want to share?
Yeah, actually, what I've been noticing lately is a lot of new construction homes have been doing a lot of just throw everything on a roof. For instance, my parents live in an older 55 community. All the houses have ridge vent, gable vent, and fans.
Each roof?
Every roof has all three. It's crazy that they have all three, and I try to explain to them, and every customer, every one of my parents' neighbors say, oh, my fan doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, good, don't fix it. You don't want it. And I explain to them, you have three things coming in. And I try to say to them, okay, well, let me explain how this works. Oh, no, it's supposed to be all three are good. I go, okay, breathe through your nose and breathe in your mouth. You can't do both at the same time. Well, that's what your roof's doing. There's no ventilation. There's no movement of air. It's coming in your gables and going out the top. It's coming in out the fan when it was working, and it was forcing a little bit of air, but you weren't getting any movement. So I try to explain to people, just leave it alone. Leave the fan off. Don't replace it. And if you can, get in your attic and cover your gable vents. You have soffit intake. You have a ridge vent. You need to do something to get air flowing through it. It's just, and a lot of other customers are like, oh, no, all three are good. All three are bad. Well, explain to me why it doesn't work. This is why it doesn't work. You can't breathe in your mouth and your nose at the same time. So your attic is not ventilating properly. And of course, these houses are 10 to 15 years old and they need new roofs.
Larry, you just described one of the most common mistakes that we see. It's called the mixing exhaust vent systems. We also call it short-circuiting the system. We dedicated a past episode to that topic. Yeah, you only want to use one type of exhaust and then rely on the intake to feed that exhaust. Don't mix. Thanks for sharing that, Larry. Yes.
No problem.
Larry, I want to thank you very much for being our guest today. I appreciate your time and you sharing your perspective from the field. Please keep those awesome photos from the field and the drone footage coming our way. We love them. And on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners, thank you, Larry.
No problem. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I'll keep those videos sending in.
Great. Thank you, Larry. Ridge vents perform better. Ridge vents look better. And ridge vents cost less in material and labor to install. If the roof is a candidate for ridge vent, that's three good reasons to go with ridge vent. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or whatever platform you used to listen to this episode. Be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day like Larry was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.